continuing along the same lines, have you ever walked the seashore or even a lake? We have a beautiful lake here in Pinedale called Fremont Lake, 600 feet deep. Just unbelievably beautiful. And last night, Mary and I were sitting by the seashore and just quietly listening to the water splash against the rocks. Well, the only difference between the quiet splash of that lake and the sea is that you have much more power. Close your eyes and feel the sea spray come over you as you hear the waves splatter against the rocks. And then run in retreat, almost as if they're afraid of those rocks. But then they get the courage back up. And look out, here they come again.
Sitting on the hill gazing at the vastness of the sea, into the endless blue, it's where I want to be. The clouds drift lazily across the eastern sky. All of your great wonders, Lord, make me want to cry. Looking at the white caps as they crash against the shore, watching as the waves drift out forevermore, feeling the peace, soaking in the salty mist, wrapped up in your wonder, taking in your bliss, laughing at the seabirds flying on the wing. Oh, just loving you, Father, for creating everything.
Have you ever wondered about the depth of God's power? Think about it. The water you drink, the water that falls upon our head in the rain, is the same water that carved Grand Canyon. The same water that'll wear down a stone if only we give it time. It's like everything else God does. His time is different from ours. Oh Lord Jesus, we just praise you and we thank you for the power that's exhibited in you. We thank you for the power that's exhibited in us, O Lord. We ask, Lord, that those that hear this tape be touched, that they feel the power of your Holy Spirit upon them and that it reaches them.
I love you.
It touches them and it makes them know the true words of Jesus, their meaning, life more abundantly. In Christ's name, amen.